Time to do the job. Time to do the job! Behold the jobber of jobbers. Daniel Jobber.
What's up, everybody? This is the Edmonton area's own D-Job, Danimal Daniel Jobber, here with the Money in the Bank preview and prediction show. This pay-per-view comes from St. Louis, and it is a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view, meaning that the Money in the Banks are only going to be applicable to the WWE Championship and the Women's SmackDown Championship. So, it's going to be a short video because there's only 5 announced matches. And, we don't know anything about the pre-show. I guess I could speculate that, or there is speculation that it's probably going to involve the Fashion Police. And I imagine they might pick up the victory this time. They lost in the last pay-per-view, and they are pretty entertaining. But, of course, we don't know who they're going to take on. If it's the Hype Bros, then I pick the Hype Bros. But anybody else, I think the Fashion Police will probably win. But anyway, that's only speculation. We don't know what's happening on the pre-show, so. Anyways, then we're going to get to the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match with Becky Lynch, Charlotte Flair, Natalya, Tamina, and Carmella. And, of course, Carmella's going to have James Ellsworth in her corner. And, the favorite is Carmella, obviously with James Ellsworth, and you would think that James Ellsworth would be a huge asset in her winning the Money in the Bank. And my head says she probably will, but I'm going to go with my heart on this one. I think they're going to swerve us with James Ellsworth and Carmella, and they're going to somehow fumble it up, and I think that Calgary's own Natalya is going to win the Money in the Bank women's ladder match because she's getting late in her career and it's time for her to have a run, and I think she'll be great with the Money in the Bank ladder match, Money in the Bank briefcase. I think she'll present it well, always have that threat in the SmackDown women's division. And with her heel personality she's really developed, I think she'll be really good at it. So I'm going to pick Natalya instead of Carmella, the favorite, in this one. Then, I'll do the Tag Team Championship. It's the Usos versus the New Day. Of course, the Usos champion defending against the New Day. I was really hoping it was going to be the Hype Bros, because I really think the Hype Bros are the next Tag Team Champions of SmackDown. The New Day, they've had the title for so long when they had it, I don't see them beating the Usos. I don't think there's any doubt the Usos are going to retain here. What I do think is going to be interesting, though, and I'm going to predict is possible, at least, the New Day could finally be at the end. This could be finally when the New Day implodes, turns on each other, or one of them turns on the other two, or whatever, and we have the New Day splitting up. This is a great time to do it. WrestleMania is still a few months away. SummerSlam's still a few months away, pardon me. And, the New Day really isn't doing anything. They've disappeared for a while. They have no momentum. Nobody really cares about them much. So it'll be a great time for them to get some momentum by splitting up and creating a feud between the members. So that's going to be my bold little prediction. I think the New Day is going to split up after losing to the Usos. But anyways, I do believe the Usos are going to retain because I think their next match is going to be against the Hype Bros. And I think that's going to be the Hype Bros winning the SmackDown Tag Team Championship then. And I'm not sure when that's going to happen, but probably in the near future. They were talking about it on SmackDown Live, and I thought they were talking about it being at Money in the Bank, but obviously the New Day's their opponents was announced. But it should be in the near future, then you would expect the Hype Bros to get their shot against the Usos. So anyways, enough about that. Then we have the Women's SmackDown Championship match. Naomi defending her SmackDown Women's title against Lana, of all people. You get a look at this match, funny. I mean, Lana's big debut championship shot. She's going to have momentum because people seem to like her. But Naomi's a huge fan favorite. But Naomi's been kind of flat, too. So, one can easily speculate they'll shake it up by having Lana pull off an unbelievable upset. Or maybe Rusev comes in and helps her beat Naomi. But through it all, I'm thinking Naomi's going to retain the title because I think her and Natalya is going to happen next. But I think it's a very realistic possibility. Natalya could even cash in here. right away and leave Money in the Bank as the Women's SmackDown champion. So I could easily see Naomi beating Lana in a crazy match with probably Rusev interfering, and then she survives this crazy ordeal, and then all of a sudden out comes Natalya after winning the Money in the Bank, cashes in, and of course it could easily be Carmella too, just as soon if she were to win the SmackDown Money in the Bank briefcase. But I think it's going to be Natalya, and I think Natalya could easily leave Money in the Bank as the Women's SmackDown champion. So that is my another little bold prediction, I guess, for this. And finally, well, not quite finally, I guess, we have the Men's Money in the Bank ladder match. Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, Baron Corbin, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, and Shinsuke Nakamura all vying for that Money in the Bank briefcase. And, I mean, you could think almost any of these people could easily win it. And many, of course, you expect to see a heel, brandishing this briefcase for a while. Last year, of course, Dean Ambrose won in cash in right away. I can't see that happening again this year. I think they're going to drag it out with a heel. So, I mean, that leaves Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, kind of a half-heel, half-babyface, and Baron Corbin. And I think it's just a little too early for Baron Corbin. Not just he'll be kind of the favorite. I think it might be too early for him to be in that role. And AJ Styles has been champion, so I'm gonna go with Kevin Owens in this one. I think Kevin Owens is going to be the one brandishing that Money in the Bank briefcase all year. And yes, he's got the U.S. title, and I imagine he'll probably drop that at some point. Yeah, and I guess that throws a crimp into it, because usually you wouldn't expect the U.S. champion to have the Money in the Bank briefcase, but I'm going to go with it. I'm going to go with my prediction of Kevin Owens winning the Money in the Bank briefcase and not cashing in. And then finally, we have the WWE Championship with Alberta's own Jinder Mahal against Randy Orton. And of course, this match is leaning towards Randy Orton winning the title. It's in St. Louis, his hometown. They've played up all this Randy Orton winning in his hometown, and his dad's going to be in the audience, in the front row and everything. Vince McMahon doesn't let this happen very often. I'm thinking it's all just a crazy swerve to make the odds seem against Jinder Mahal. And in the end, Jinder Mahal, probably with a little help from the Singh boys, is going to come out on top, defending the title. And I mean, while it could easily be somebody cashing in on him, I don't see a babyface winning the Money in the Bank ladder match and cashing in again like last year. So I see Jinder Mahal leaving Money in the Bank as the WWE champion. So yeah, that's what I see happening in this pay-per-view. I see Natalya winning the Money in the Bank ladder match, cashing in against Naomi after she wins a wild affair against Lana to defend the title, winning the title and leaving Money in the Bank as the SmackDown Women's Champion. I see the Usos defending the title against the New Day, and the New Day imploding and splitting up. My little bold, really bold prediction there. I see Kevin Owens winning the Money in the Bank briefcase and hanging on to it for a while, and Jinder Mahal successfully defending the WWE Championship against Randy Orton and going on towards SummerSlam as the WWE Champion. So anyways, that's the whole card. That's all I got. There's not much else to talk about. As I said, it'd be a very short video. It's a very short, simple card. Very much leaning towards the Money in the Bank matches, except for, all the titles being defended. Should be interesting. They always are. These are always one of the best pay-per-views of the year, and it's unfortunate it's only SmackDown Live, and there's no speculation or guarantee, let alone a guarantee, that there's going to be any kind of Raw Money in the Bank match. So, and, of course, with the Universal title being in Brock Lesnar's hands, not much is happening with it anyway, so maybe it's just as well there's no Raw Money in the Bank this year. I don't know, but anyways, that's all I can do, so I might as well wrap it up with that. Once again, this is the D-Job, Danimal Daniel Jobber, from the Edmonton area, and this has been the Money in the Bank preview prediction show, going into Sunday's Money in the Bank pay-per-view, SmackDown Live from St. Louis. You can follow me on Twitter, at Daniel Jobber, capital D, capital J. You can follow me on Instagram, at Danimal Daniel Jobber, all lowercase. You can go to my awesome website, danimaldanieljobber.ca, check out my Cruiserweight Power Rankings and all my fun stuff. And now you can also officially see how to buy Danimal Daniel Jobber merchandise from whatamaneuver.net. The links are all there, the page is there to show off some of the merchandise. Makes it easy. You don't have to remember how to spell whatamaneuver.net. You simply have to know how to spell danimaldanieljobber.ca. And, of course, if you follow me, you know how to spell my name, so it's easy to remember. danimaldanieljobber.ca. Of course, I'm a proud member of the Eminent Sports Podcast Network. and my my podcasts are proudly alongside Mike the Ref's The Blown Call and Quick Calls, his shorter show. Of course, great wrestling action, CWC and RCW, live action shows. And, of course, the awesome Maniac and Chris Parrish on their The Sounds of the Struggle podcast. And, of course, Chris Parrish just recently won the CWC championship, basically, by cashing in his Canada Cup. And the former champion, Jude Dawkins, was too badly hurt to defend it, so that was kind of cool. And so if you check out this week's podcast, of course, that it's Sounds of the Struggle, you'll see Chris Parrish gloating quite a bit, and yeah, that's pretty much it. So anyways, of course, when you love the Edmonton Sports Podcast Network, make sure you go to whatamaneuver.net one way or another and buy merchandise. And like I said, if you want a quicker way, go to danieljobber.ca, check my merchandise page, or that'll get you to the whatamaneuver.net website that way anyway. So, but anyways, I'm going to wrap it up with that. Hope you all enjoy the pay-per-view and Money in the Bank this weekend. And just have a wonderful weekend in general. Jobber out.
Time to do the job! Behold the jobber of jobbers. Daniel Jobber.